on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. I am Robbie Owens, and I am honored to have some sort of professionalism in the studio every Monday night, starting tonight, with Dr. Link. Dr. Link, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you, Robbie, and you should be honored.
I am extremely honored to have you here, and you are a licensed doctor. You are a relationship expert.
Exactly.
You've been married...
Three times.
Okay, so you know a thing or two about relationships and what not to do?
I know more what not to do, yes.
Okay, hence the three marriages.
Right.
Correct. You have a few children, too?
I have four children.
Four kids, so you know a thing or two about relationships, I guess.
Right.
The bedroom's part of the relationship?
And I know it all.
Okay.
I'm like a teenager. I know everything.
That's the best part.
Yes.
That's the best part. And you'll be joining me every Monday night from 7 to 8 o'clock, taking relationship questions through our email. It's askrobbie@ktwb.com or by phone 336-1019. If you have a question for Dr. Link, now will be a good time to call.
92.5
KTWB.
Rascal Flatts on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. It's Monday night between 7 and 8 o'clock. Dr. Link is in the house. 336-1019 is your number if you have a relationship question for Dr. Link. You can also catch us on askrobbie@ktwb.com. That's the email. Dr. Link, I got an email from Wendy from Canova, and Wendy writes, I met a guy at a bar 2 weeks ago, and there was this insane chemistry I can't explain, even though we only talked for 15 minutes. We spent the whole weekend together, exchanged numbers. He lives about 5 hours away, unfortunately, but last week I drove to stay with him. Is 2 weeks enough to be officially dating someone?
Well, I think, first of all, if you live in Canova, you better take whatever you can get.
God.
If you have this great chemistry after 2 weeks, who cares? You live in Canova. What difference does it matter?
So you're telling her it's not too soon because she lives in Canova.
Exactly. Now, if she lived in, say, Warsaw, that's different. But in Canova, no. 2 weeks, that's not too soon.
Bentley on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Dr. Link is in the house answering your questions at 336-1019 or by email, askrobbie@ktwb.com. Link, you've helped a couple people so far.
Well, I'm a giver, Robbie, and that's my cross to bear in life.
It's just in your nature, huh?
It is. It is.
All right. Hello, KTWB. You're on the phone with Dr. Link.
I have a question for Dr. Link.
Okay.
I just celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary, and my husband and I just bought a new home, so I didn't get anything for my anniversary. He says it's because we bought a new home, and I don't agree with that, so I want Dr. Link's advice if he's been married three times.
Okay, Dr. Link, what do you think? 25th wedding anniversary, bought a house. He didn't buy her anything for anniversary because he claimed the house was the anniversary gift. She disagrees. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, congratulations, 25 years. You got a house, okay? I think a house is a very nice gift for 25 years. I would recommend separate bedrooms.
Is that how you keep the spark going?
That's exactly how you keep the spark going. And then on your 50th, you can get separate rooms at the home.
That's great advice.
What's your name?
My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for calling. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
More with Dr. Link next.
KTWB is now Big Country 92.5.
Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Ask Dr. Link in full swing. 336-1019 your number, or you can email us askrobbie@ktwb.com. Dr. Link, another email here. Steve from Hurley writes in, I met a girl recently who I'm really attracted to. We've become friends on Facebook and Instagram. I was really intrigued by her at first, but now I'm not so sure because her entire Instagram profile is only sexy selfies. Should I take this woman out on a date, or is this proof that she's just too into herself?
Well, anytime a girl has sexy selfies, grab her. Grab her now. Or give her my information. Either one. For professional counseling. As a professional, I mean.
Of course.
I meant that no other way. I mean, what do you want? The girl's hot. She's posting sexy photos and you're complaining? Cheese and crackers, what is wrong with you?
Hello, KTWB. You're on the phone with Dr. Link.
I have a question for the doctor.
Of course.
Well, I am going to be getting married for the second time this week. And it sounds like the doctor has lots of experience in marriages, and I would like to know his advice on how to make marriage number two work.
Dr. Link, how do you make marriage number two work?
How would I know? I'm on number three.
Oh, you're a big help.
Obviously, I don't have the answer to that.
So in other words, go through number two and three is the charm. Is that what you're telling me?
Number three is the charm.
The Swan Brothers on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. I've got Dr. Link in studio. You're doing a wonderful job, but you already knew that, though. I mean, you know.
Yes, I do.
You already knew that. 336-1019 is your number if you have a question for Dr. Link. Also, you can hit us up at askrobbie@ktwb.com. Hello, KTWB. You are on the phone with Dr. Link.
How's it going today, Dr. Link?
It's going great. Thank you.
I got a question for you. This one's a real mind-boggler.
Oh. Oh, you like some challenges.
Yeah, bring it up.
So, me and my girlfriend had some issues.
Yep.
The cheating issues, we'll say that on her behalf.
Okay.
And so, I found out the 100% truth, asked her about it. She caved, told me everything. And then, after that, you know, we kind of talked, figured, you know, give her another chance, everything, you know, just kind of forget about it all. And I did. So, you know, a little while went by, and at that, you know, we'd been in a relationship for 3 years and stuff, and I mean, I kind of, you know, checked up and made sure was real and stuff was real, excuse my language, but make sure things were, you know, for real and everything. So then I asked her to marry me. Then she said yes, but then I turn around and find out that she's still cheating on me.
Okay, the first answer is don't turn around. See, if you would have turned around, then you would have found out. Second of all, if she's cheating on you twice, hit the bricks. There's no way, dude. Come on.
Oh, I did.
Well, then there you go.
But my question is, how does somebody do something like that? How does somebody say yes to getting married and continue cheating?
No moral compass.
That's exactly. What do you think? It'd be different if you were married? You don't think she'd cheat then?
No, that don't mean nothing. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me how they can, somebody could say yes and then lie about it and lie about it after you've got 100% proof of it all.
Hey, bud, you're better off without her.
That's good advice. More with Dr. Link next.
Big Country, 92.5 KTWB.
Dr. Link, it has been a huge success having you here today.
Well, thanks for having me, Robbie.
And next week, same time, 7 to 8 o'clock every Monday night with Ask Dr. Link. You get your emails in now. askrobbie@ktwb.com. Got time for one more email?
I sure do.
Here we go. Dr. Link, an email from Jen in Sioux Falls. She says she's 35, she's not married or in a relationship, and she still enjoys dating. She was at the gynecologist's office the other day, the dreaded word that guys never want to hear. Thank God you're a doctor. And her doctor recommended that she freezes her eggs because the older she gets, the less fertile she'll become. Now, was it rude of her gynecologist to assume that she wants to have children? And is there a stigma that single women in their 30s should settle down and have kids soon?
Yes, as a professional, the doctor should not have said that without talking to you first. And of course, with the price of eggs nowadays and coffee, it's, you know, so freezing your eggs, I can understand that to maybe have them. No one can afford bacon. But they shouldn't have said that to you without talking to you. Maybe you don't even like eggs.
She didn't mention whether her gynecologist was Ronald McDonald or not, so I'm not really sure where she's getting the eggs.
Oh, well, because that does make a difference. If it's a McMuffin with eggs, that's totally different, and none of this really matters.
I've never been to a gynecologist before, but I can tell you right now that anytime a gynecologist is making balloon animals while he's looking down there, that's probably a horrible gynecologist.
Well, in my vast experience of being a doctor, I find that a doctor that does balloon animals is a very talented person, and you should listen to them.